KSRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump is in a New York courtroom this morning as jury selection gets underway for his criminal trial.
This is the first criminal trial of a former American president, so it's, of course, a historic moment. But it's worth noting that this is not the first time that Donald Trump has been in court or has been forced to juggle competing roles of a defendant and a presidential candidate. We've seen that repeatedly now in New York, where he's been in court in connection with various civil proceedings.
Correspondent Eric Tucker, Mr. Trump accused of falsifying business records for allegedly covering up $130,000 paid to a woman under a non-disclosure agreement during the 2016 presidential campaign. Mr. Trump insists he did nothing wrong. He says this is part of a Democrat drive to keep him tied up in court and off the campaign trail. What will Israel do next? That is the question following Saturday's Iranian drone and missile attacks.
The UN Security Council met in an emergency meeting following the attacks. Israel called for sanctions on Iran and reiterated its right to a response. Iran's ambassador to the UN told the meeting that its actions, which were in retaliation for a deadly airstrike on its consulate in Syria, were justified. Amid rising tensions, the attacks have received widespread international condemnation. Now, world leaders are pressing for de-escalation in a bid for calm in the region. All eyes are on Israel and how it responds.
That's a BBC's Yolanda Nell. The FBI reportedly has opened a criminal investigation into the collapse of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge, which was brought down when it was hit by a container ship. On Wall Street this morning, stocks starting off the day and the week sharply higher. The Dow is up 385 points, the Nasdaq ahead 94, and the S&P is up 44 points. This is SRN News. Family plays a big role in faith.
A new report from the Public Religion Research Institute indicates that 41% of Americans who have no religious faith at all say this is because their family was not religious growing up. That finding underlines the concerns of Christian leaders who say if parents fail to bring their children up in the faith, it's likely that those kids won't have any faith when they become adults. About 26% of Americans follow no religious belief system. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Portuguese Catholic Church says it will pay some form of compensation to victims of sex abuse by clergy. The country's bishops' conference announcing that the church will set up a fund with contributions from all dioceses to meet the eventual payments. A 2023 report revealed that more than 4,800 people may have been victims of child sex abuse in the Portuguese Catholic Church. More than 500 of those alleged victims have come forward to tell their stories. This is SRN News. An election this month in Pittsburgh is emerging as an early test of whether Israel's war with Hamas poses political threats to progressive Democrats in Congress who have criticized the conflict.
First-term Representative Summer Lee is facing a primary challenge from Bhavini Patel, a municipal councilwoman. Lee has accused Israel of committing war crimes, called for a ceasefire, and demanded an end to U.S. military aid to Israel. That's veered from the stand taken by President Biden and most Democrats when it comes to the war. If Lee is defeated in the April 23rd contest, she'd be the first Democrat incumbent to lose a primary this year. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Scottie Scheffler is a Masters champ once again for the second time in 3 years. He is the fourth youngest player to have two green jackets. And Scheffler stretches his lead at number one in the world to levels that we haven't seen since the peak years of Tiger Woods. More details at srnnews.com.